I'm Katie Gilkey with today's Land and Livestock Report. The USDA Cattle on Feed Report had placements in feedlots during the month of May, totaling 2.12 million head, 12% above a year ago. USDA livestock analyst Shel Shagham, the large placement numbers are understandable.
Returns to feedlots have been positive since the beginning of the year, and they were obviously anxious to fill some of their bunk space, and that in part relates to the increase in placements. You also, of course, are coming off of a larger calf crop a year ago, so to some extent that provided some support, though we're probably digging fairly deep into that pool of cattle outside feedlots to sustain the level of placements that we saw during May.
In Idaho, cattle placed on feed was at 39,000 head, down 2% from the previous month and down 2% from the previous year. Number of cattle marketed was at 42,000 head, which was 75% higher than the previous month and 20% ahead of a year ago. In Washington, the number of cattle placed on feed was 41,000 head, which was 14% higher than the previous month, but down 15% from the previous year. Marketed numbers were up 21% from the previous month, but down 24% from a year ago. In Colorado, the number of cattle placed on feed and feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 head or greater was estimated at 160,000 head, which was 3% above the previous month's inventory and 19% above a year ago. Marketing-wise, 140,000 head of cattle were marketed during May, which was 12% higher than the previous month and 8% above a year ago. That's today's Land and Livestock Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.